We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what's called the 28th chapter. Hoy. Whoa. Hoy. Ateret Geut Shikorei Ephraim. Woe to that crown of arrogance that the drunks of Ephraim have. People allow themselves to get drunk because they have this false arrogance. Vitzitz novel tzvitifarto. And that arrogance is actually tzitz, a flower. Tzitz is the flowering actually of a fruit. Right? Fruits bear flowers, and then the center of the flower becomes the fruit. So the arrogance of the people of Ephraim is described as a tzitz novel, a flower that's wilting.
Asher al rosh gei shemanim halu meyayin.
This arrogance, this crown of arrogance, is al rosh, on their heads, that is gei shemanim. That's, so to speak, the valley of oils. So these people would use all kinds of oils to anoint themselves, all kinds of colognes. In ancient times, the colognes were made of oil. They'd put flowers, they'd put different types of spices in the oil. It would absorb the smell, and then they'd smear themselves with the oil. So these people who were so arrogant, they'd spend their time drinking, they'd spend their time anointing themselves. Halume yain. And they're knocked out from the wine. They'd be drinking so much that they'd be stumbling and falling on the ground drunk. So he calls it as though they're knocked out by the wine. Halume yayin, knocked over by the wine. Woe to these people, he calls out in pain. This is a reference to Ephraim. This is a reference to the northern 10 tribes. The northern 10 tribes that would allow themselves to get drunk, that had such arrogance, they were busy thinking about their own amenities. Says Hashem, Hine chazak ve'amitz ladonai. Hashem says, I have a wind that is so powerful, kizerem barad sa'ar katev. My wind is like a stream of hail that is completely destructive. Sa'ar is like se'ara, a tornado of katev that knocks everything down. So Hashem says, I have this wind that's headed for the northern 10 tribes, a tornado I'm sending down there. Kizerim. Mayim kabirim shotefim. It's going to be like a flood of water that's flowing powerfully. Hiniach la'aretz beyad. And then it's as though this tough hand will knock down their arrogance to the ground. Hiniach la'aretz. They've been knocked down to the ground beyad, as though a hand's knocked them down. So Hashem describes His force. It's going to be the Assyrian Empire that's going to destroy the northern 10 tribes. But Hashem describes it as though He's sending nature. He's sending a tornado. Go stop a tornado. You guys remember when a few years ago, one of the mountains in Europe let out some lava and there was smokes of... I don't remember where it was. All the air traffic stopped suddenly. No one could overcome that. Yeah. And all our genius, a little bit of nature puts us out of power. Biraglaim tiramasna, feet of the enemy will trample. Ateret geyut shikorei Ephraim, the crown of arrogance of Ephraim. They are so arrogant, they are so confident in their military might. Hashem says, I'll bring in an enemy that will trample that arrogance. Vehayeta tzitzat novel tzvitifarto asher al rosh gei shemanim. Remember that flowering, that wilting flower those heads that were smeared with oils, that will be kevikura b'terem kayitz. It will be like a fig that has not yet ripened. Asher yireh haroe ota, that when someone sees it, so he decides, be'oda bechapo yivla'ena. He says, let me swallow that. Now, the way figs grow is you have a season where figs ripen, and then it's like popcorn. You ever see popcorn pop? Suddenly this one pops, that one pops. That's how a fig tree works. You walk, we have the good fortune of having a fig tree right near our steps now in Kochav Yaakov. So for the first time in my life, I'm seeing it. The Medrash says it. The Medrash discusses, the Mishnayos, the Gemara discusses figs being unusual that way. A fig tree is unusual that it's the one plant where you eat the seed and the peel and the fruit. That's why tzaddikim are compared to a fig tree, because a tzaddik should be like a fig, that everything about him can benefit people. Just like the fig has everything edible about it. But the fig tree is also unique in that you constantly have food. It's not like the apples. They all ripen at once and you got to go apple picking. The fig, you come by today, you pick a few figs that are ripe. You come by tonight, you have a few more figs that are ripe. Come by tomorrow, you have more figs that are ripe. It keeps on ripening and throughout the season. And then you come in and the figs, before they ripen, They're sour, they're bitter, and they're not tasty at all. So if someone would come to a fig tree and see bikura b'terem kayitz, the fig before the time of ripening, and he says, let me eat that, and he puts his head on the fig tree and swallows the whole fig off the tree. So that's someone who's obviously very hungry, because that's not the normal way to eat a fig. You wait until the night, very often that same fig is going to be sweet, because the figs ripen very quickly. But he's not waiting, so he's quick to eat the fig. Ah, says the Navi, that's the way it's going to be with the northern 10 tribes. The Assyrian Empire is going to be so quick to destroy them. Like someone who just can't wait a few hours or a day until the fig ripens, he quickly swallows it when he could get his hand on it. Ba'yomahu, at that time, Yiyeh Adonai tzevaot la'teret tzevi v'litzvirati fara. When Hashem cuts down the arrogance of the northern 10 tribes, so then Hashem will be la'teret tzevi, the crown and glory of the northern 10 tribes. V'litzvirati fara, Hashem will be their crown. Lishar amo, but to whom? To the remnant. Because the northern 10 tribes are going to be lost. They will not remain in the land of Israel. We discussed numerous times the machlokas. Were the northern 10 tribes obliterated? Did they all go and intermarry? Two opinions that they're gone and they're not coming back. We just have a few of them among us, right? We have from each tribe left within our midst. But the masses, the millions of people who were exiled are gone forever. And then there's a third opinion in the Tanoim. In the days of the Mishnah, there's a third opinion that says they're over this river, Sambatyon, and they're still coming back. When the Mashiach comes, they're still coming back. So Hashem says, the remnants, Judea, Benjamin, the tribes of the south, they will take on Hashem as their glory. They won't have this false arrogance. Pasuk Vav, Uleruach Mishpat, LaYoshev al HaMishpat, Hashem will be the spirit of justice for those responsible for justice. Veligvura mishivei milchama shara. Hashem will be the might of the people of Judea as they protect the gates of their cities. They will not need war. Their might will be in Hashem. And this is a reference to the period of time of Chizkiyahu, the king, who was very humble. Chizkiyahu would eat a tiny amount of water and dry bread every day. That was his diet. He was very humble. Even though he was king, he'd maintain a very humble diet. So in his time, Hashem says, I am the might of the Jewish people. After the Assyrian Empire quashed the forces of the northern 10 tribes, they figure the southern 2 tribes are easy picking. They come and they try, and then Hashem makes a miracle and there's a plague and over 100,000 soldiers drop dead. So we have a tremendous miracle at the gates of Jerusalem. Hashem says, who will be the strength of Judea? Who will be the spirit of their justice system? I will be their strength. I will be their justice. I will be their glory. In contradistinction with the northern 10 tribes who are constantly focused on their own amenities, getting drunk and anointing themselves, Hashem says they will be exiled, and the southern two tribes will take heed, and I will be the going spirit in the south.